This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Lots of things going on. Please remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. The state of the future. Let there be no doubt about what is going on with New California. Okay, so invasion is here. The invasion is on. It's a contrived, controlled invasion. You've probably been hearing about this. If you haven't been hearing about it, I don't know where you've been. But the bottom line to it is it's absolutely a controlled invasion. And this is what you get when anytime you start mixing, well, social, cultural things globally. This is how the globalists behave. This is, something that's been tried and true. This is, they've tried it, they've tested it, they've beta tested this whole invasion that they're doing right now. It's been going on for years. We've been telling you about it here on Agenda 21 Radio and other radio outlets as well, because the nature of what is really truly going on here is, in my opinion, it is an invasion, and it has everybody here on Agenda 21 Radio that this day was going to come, and here it is. Now, it's going to take maybe another week or so, just in time, I might add, for the elections. Hello! And, of course, this whole thing where they have all the people out, and they're staging, you know, and all that stuff, and masses of people. They say right now the number of invaders is around 7,000. You can easily listen. The base figures, you have to go with the media. The media never tells you the full number because they go ultra conservative. They don't want to put fear and panic in you, but I just want to tell you the truth. If that puts fear and panic in you, well, so be it, because this is serious business, and our country is being openly invaded at this time. That you can't say it any other way. This is an invasion. And it is a military-style operation, to be sure. Do not think otherwise. This is not a humanitarian thing. This is where the totalitarians want to take over in totality. And what are they using? They're using the trafficking in human flesh and slavery. That's the mechanism. Slavery is here. Modern-day slavery is right in front of your faces. I've been saying it. The tool of war, the weapon of war in this case, are all the innocents, of course. Cowards always hide behind the innocents, don't they? That's a great strategy. They play upon the fact that they expect that we won't do anything about it. We're just going to roll over and let it all happen, and these people can come into our country. Oh, gee whiz. And, of course, what does that say about the next group of invaders who come in? What does it say? Well, they'll just keep on coming. I don't know what there is so that's so difficult for people to understand with that. But I know it is, for some people, very, very difficult to understand what this thing is all about, how this all plays out, what is truly going on. We need to take pause at this point in time and say, what are we to do? What is the president to do? I can tell you prescriptively what the president is to do. And we'll get into that. We'll get into how this has all been set up. And by the way, you know, we do have video and memory chips available to show you just in the not-so-distant past how much of a setup this has been. And those of you that have been listening to our radio show, you know, we've been reporting on such. The podcast from last night's recording of Dave Hodges, I was interviewed. I laid everything out. I'll continue to lay everything out today for you so you understand the players behind all this. You have a thorough understanding why they're doing what they're doing and why they want to destroy the United States of America. Remember, these are globalists and they believe in no borders, but it's more than that. It's conquering. These people are trying to conquer and destroy the United States. This has been a plan that has been in the works for generations to destroy the United States in this fashion. You just don't pull these things off overnight. Now, the interference in all this, of course, is one, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. He's interfering with the globalist desires to destroy the United States of America. And reshape world history in their demonic fashion, of course. And it's not going to work. It is not going to work. So right now the numbers are settling around. They say in the news 7,000. I say easily 14,000 to 15,000. Our reports that we got last night before we turned in about, well, went to bed fairly early, got up because the phone was ringing. Numbers of people coming across started to really spike up. I estimate the possibility that you could have at the border, depending upon where they're going, and in fact, we'll bring up something here in a little bit, in the B block here on Agenda 21. By the way, the coffee is brewed. It's in the house, and I'll be getting my grip on the coffee here, the fresh brew. This is the second pot this morning. It's already early, is it? Anyway, but my numbers... I think estimated if that continues, you're going to get at the border, at various border checkpoints by the election day, perhaps as many, or even before the election day. Now, it's already creeping up, I guess, in McAllen, Texas area, Hidalgo area. Within the last week or so, they've already pulled in 12,000 illegal foreign nationals. 12,000 already have been checked in. And, of course, the problem is they're all claiming asylum, but they have to go before a judge. And the judges, there's not many of them, they're overwhelmed. So what they do is catch and release. And back in the United States, and into the United States, you just say, here's a summons, subpoena, show up in a month or two, and they never show up. 1% is the rate that they are talking about today that show up. 1% show up. To go back to court. So, you know, what do you say? What do you say about that? That's what the big slam is, right? Now, if you're sitting down there in Central America, South America, and there's millions of you that are destitute because of despotic regimes beholding to cartel members that ruthlessly kill, that destroy your economies of your countries, and then ruthlessly destroy your family members and everything else. What do you do? Well, you turn to the United States. Of course, you're going to go there. Well, this is to a whole continent that they're doing this to. Central America and South America. This has been going on for dozens of years, if not 10, 20, 30 years. The economies down there are destroyed and people want out. They want to come to freedom. And guess what? This is what they're doing. But this has all been deliberately done, this churning of human beings. It's cash flow. It's money. Every one of these people have at least a $10,000 bill on their head. Coyotes, all the cartel members who've rounded up the usual suspects and demanded money, I think it's a forced march. I absolutely believe it's a forced march. Yeah. So who's to be held responsible here? The planners, the people behind it, the people that are behind the curtain pulling all the levers. That's who's really responsible. But what will the president do? My call is time for the military. Time for a military incursion into Mexico, actually. Go into Mexico. Stop these people before they come to the country. And they can. They have the ability, they have the capability to do just that. These people have to funnel in places that, well, you wouldn't think they would, but they will. They can be turned back. Unbelievable times, isn't it? Hang on. We got more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Attention business owners and independent
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
The dictator, I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. Okay. What in the world is going on? Everybody has to ask. The invasion is on. The invasion's here. Normandy. We're on the other side. We're on land. The invaders are massing. And we're just going to sit back in our nice little tutus and say, oh, great, wonderful. They're here. What do? And let demography change your life. Yeah, that's what's happening here. Just let the demographics shift for you. And that way you won't have to do anything. You can enjoy peaceful oblivion, if you know what I mean. Peaceful oblivion. How many like peaceful oblivion when you're about to get it if you don't do something about it? Yep. That's why you need to, especially if you're in California, join up. Or even nationally, get together with newcaliforniastate.com. There's actually one way in which we can stop the marauding hordes. Now, they're soon to become marauding hordes because you're going to have about seven to... Well, you'll have easily, I think at the end of the day, you'll have 100,000 people at the border, either McCallum all the way down to Tijuana. They're going to go to places that are going to be, 12,000 people apparently in McCallum for the last week. Texas, in less than a few days, 12,000 people have already shown up there. They've overwhelmed it. Now, the people responsible for all this, because this is a highly organized initiative, you just don't get this number of people together like this without a lot of planning in advance and a lot of support going forward. Now, a lot of this mass, the masses that you've seen, and of course, I do have to credit that Fox News was getting same news I was getting. I'm shocked. In real time yesterday, I was watching all this. I'm absolutely shocked they did this. Fox News. They must have been talking to the same people I was talking to. Because it was just almost information. They were coming. They did a good job at the border in reporting the numbers and that and what was going on. They're finally getting some real reporting going on. Fooling you after all these months. All these years, you're finally getting real information from the mainstream media. I feel like we're in competition now. Because it hasn't been that way over the last several years. Now, no, it hasn't. Only at the end do they tell you the real truth about what's going on. They want to keep everybody calm as we're being invaded. So I was really kind of surprised at some of the stuff I was hearing, because it was stuff that I was hearing before, just minutes before. I go, wow. They got the same info. One of the things that was most telling about all this was the way by which these people are transported. And, you know, I was talking to somebody over the weekend. I can't remember who. I talked to a lot of people. Boy, did I have a weekend and a half of connecting dots for New California. But what I saw was... people that were, a lot of people coming to the border at Mexico and Guatemala. Of course, what they did, the Mexican government, oh, they flew two air transport planes of soldiers down there, riot people, riot police, and all this stuff. Brought them to the border. And then everybody amassed. Now, on cue, everybody amassed. And then on cue, guess what? The Mexicans took a powder. Now, those of you that don't know what that means, took a powder. Back in the day when everybody was doing swing dancing and everything, you'd always go to these lush hotels and restaurants. And anytime a woman was in this tight spot, she'd take a powder. She'd go to the powder room. And guess what? That's exactly what happened yesterday and the day before. They took a powder. They took a powder, they took off, and left the border unprotected. And, of course, the people surged across. Big staged event. Big stage. This is all staged. So they line up all these people, thousands of people. Remember that first people? Oh, it's only 300. It's only 1,000. It's only 500,000. But I mean, you see what I'm saying? The progressivism that goes on here on these estimates. But I do want to say that the reporting starting right then and there, when they started breaking through from what I was hearing on Fox and even a little bit of CNN, not too much, they're all in bed with these people, started to become pretty accurate, which I'm glad that the masses are starting to get some grip on this. And you're starting to get the information that the president has. He's got more. I'm pretty sure we know what it is. We're not going to say more. It's up to him to make the decisions and do more. And he's going to have to. He's already committed that he's going to commit the troops to stop this. This is not going to happen. And what that's going to look like is anybody's guess. We can openly speculate on what that's going to look like, but it is going to happen. Because this is an invasion. And don't everybody get their panties in a bunch over this. It is an invasion. And all you lefty liberals out there, do you know what kind of world it would be with all these people invading our country? An open border, unbridled? Do you know what? Your world would end as you know it. All that surrounds you in terms of the freedoms that are left to you would be gone. Trust me. That would be the breakdown of our society. That's exactly what these people want. Isn't it sick? They want the chaos in the streets. They want the death. They want the destruction. We don't. But we have every right as a sovereign nation to protect our border. And this is an invasion. Plain and simple. The innocents are there. We are not responsible for the innocents. The people that are responsible for this are the planners behind the scenes and how this whole thing has taken place. These are the people, not Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump has a responsibility to you and me and everybody else. He took an oath of office to protect and defend. That's his major function as the president. And we have laws by which he has to abide. The Constitution is very, very clear in Article 4, Section 4, that he has to guarantee to every American a Republican form of government. He has to keep us free from invasion and free from domestic violence. Those are the three things in the guarantee clause of the Constitution of the United States. He has to do that. And I'm saying to the president, and I'm sure you need to also, protect us from the invaders. We've got to stop the invasion and then hold those accountable for the invasion. We have to hold them accountable. That's really what it comes down to. And if you're a person on the left who's encouraging this, you're encouraging the destruction of the border and our sovereignty as a country. You need to be arrested. Plain and simple. These are acts of treason on your part. Who should we start with? Let's start thinking about that one. Let's start planning that little event out for people. Who should be that person that we figure might should be arrested for their treasonous behavior? So when we come back from the break, I'm going to try and pull up something for you that's going to stun you, because we're going to go back in time. You know, we always think of the here and now, but you know, this whole thing, like I said, has been planned for a long time. Since the end of World War II, for sure. You know, just because Adolf Hitler died didn't mean his planning did. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
319-2547.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future. Absolutely. Let's see. Hondurans paint swastika on American flag and set it on fire. There you go. Welcome. Welcome. Those Nazi lovers. Kind of interesting. It says here, caravan swells to 7,000, pushes deeper into Mexico. No stopping us, Trump. National emergency. 14 days, Americans' thoughts far from D.C. Trump approval jumps ahead of Obama midterm. Republicans struggling in key battleground states. Ohio has largest job gain in 21 years. Adelson's bet another $25 million. Ocasio-Cortez compares global warming to Nazism. There you go. There you go, girl. You go, girl. Boy, are they just using her for a punching bag? She's going to become a conservative. Listen, you think I'm crazy. I believe she will become a conservative. Because she likes to win. And she's young enough, malleable at this point, where she can flip the script. And she's got the gangster thing down, so she can flip the script. All good gangsters know how to flip the script, right? Isn't that right? They all know how to flip the script. It's a script flipping thing. You know what I'm talking about. She knows how to flip the script. So, anyway. Oh, no. Maxine Waters. Oh, suffers a brain glitch. A brain glitch. Is that known as a brain fart? Gilliam blasts opponent for drawing attention to skin color. Please vote for me. Here's why your phone is blowing. I have no idea. It's Monday, far from Friday. And I've already gotten right into the whole meltdown going on. It's a meltdown going on in Drudge. I mean, you wouldn't believe what Drudge looks like. It says, Trump will lead rally for Cruz, keeping hatchet buried. Now, this is a big deal. These Al Gore. He shows up Saturday, I guess it was. Was it Saturday? Yeah, Saturday. And shows up Saturday in Las Vegas. About 157 people show up for his rally. And to Trump's rally in Nevada. What was the name of that little town he was in? He had over 7,000 people because you couldn't get any more than 7,000 people in the facility. Another 10 or 15,000 outside the facility. Yeah, there's a real election going on. Everybody supports the Democrats, right? Right, Joe? You saw that. Their best weapon is Hillary Clinton. You think I'm crazy? I was listening to some commentary on Friday and Saturday, and it made all the sense in the world. She's the best candidate the Democrats have right now, and she may go to jail before the presidential election. I know everyone's going, oh, I hope so. I hope so. I get this all the time. Like, I can't arrest Hillary. I can't. It's not me. It's not my style. I'm a radio host. That's for other people to do. But that's why I say, listen, the eventuality is going to happen to these folks. Already, have you heard from John Brennan lately? Johnny boy, where have you been? Come on, keep it in context, folks. Things are happening to these folks because they're not around. You don't hear of them anymore. Now, I know this is what's going to happen. We haven't heard from Brennan for a long time, and the rumor is he's arrested. I'm not going to play into that because I cannot confirm nor deny that. I don't know. But we have not heard from him in weeks. Nor have we heard from James Comey. How long has it been since we've heard? Sorry, excuse me. I just handed a nice cup of brew. Oh, boy. Okay. But we have not heard from James Comey. Where is he at? Star Trek. That's where he's at. Star Trek. out there zipping around in the Enterprise. Anyway, this is what we have. Something's going on. That's my point. Something is going on. But I cannot arrest Hillary Clinton, and I know it. Everybody, because I'm a radio talk show host, you think I have some sort of way I can do that. I get cornered by people. What about Hillary? When is Hillary going to do this? You got to know. Tell me. I feel like I'm being tortured. No, I don't know. I don't know. Just the life of a talk show radio host. So anyway, the crowd, though, is supposed to be like 100,000 people for Donald Trump and Cruz today. It's supposed to happen about 5 o'clock Pacific time, from what we understand. Isn't that cool? Just think about that. Now, you may notice, if you're in California, there's hardly any radio coverage. In fact, there's no radio coverage to speak of the president at any of these rallies now. It's all been taken down. And general audience, there's... Your big talkers right now, there are no big talkers in talk radio, period, I don't think. There's only a few stations that carry the big talkers. But for the most part, terrestrial radio used to fill the airways 10 years ago with conservative talk radio. It's not even there anymore. All gone. It's all part of the plan, of course. That all started going away in around 2010. 8 and 10. Just in time for Obama. Get it? Rush was taken down on all the big major 50,000 waters. I'm sure you're aware of that. That has been down now for years. In California, he's vacuous. No more is he ubiquitous. He's vacuous, as well as many of the other ones. So anyway, but I was thinking maybe we should get some of the radio stations to start playing. You know, if they're really hurting for ratings, I know they are. The terrestrial radio stations per se are really, really hurting for ratings. I don't know why they don't do the Trump thing. It's called winning, winning, winning. In other words, play Donald Trump. Just get on the internet and play Donald Trump. At these elections, boy, your ratings will go through the roof. People driving down the highway. You'd think of people driving down the highway and they're all listening to Donald Trump, the president. They're not. They have scrubbed him clean, the media. See, because it's, again, the media what we're facing here. Some other things, though. Dems eye, Russia probe, revival if win the House. That's not going to happen. We're going to come back with some information about the polling numbers for Donald Trump, which are starting to go through the roof, I might add. Trump approval ratings jump. Winning, 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 anyone? We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547. 547.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. Okay, now this goes back, this little clip here goes back to February 17, 2016. Pope Francis celebrating Mass near the U.S. border. I hate it when this happens. Right? Remember this? The Pope celebrating Mass near the U.S. border. Now, purportedly, anywhere from 50 to 100,000 people in toto around the area at the time. He's at the border of the United States. So pay attention now.
Different sort of landscape there politically as well.
Well, let's start this whole deal. Here you go.
Pope Francis is the Pope of Mercy. He's the Pope of the poor. He's the Pope that visits inmates. He's the Pope that wants to be where there is pain. And this is exactly where we find him now. Let's just take a moment to take in this moment. This is part of the route where tens of thousands of people attempt to go to the United States. So Central Americans, Mexicans, they all make their way here to this area to cross the border into the United States. And yet we have Pope Francis today praying. We learned about this, that he from the Vatican, that he was going to take a moment to pray for the immigrants have perished. Now, we are just feet away from where all of this is happening. I want to show you with our cameras. Pope Francis is getting back to the Pope Mobile and will be heading back to celebrate Mass. But again, as we take in this moment, this is the culmination of Pope Francis' trip. The border is very near and dear to his heart, is what we learned from the Vatican. And so this is a very emotional moment for the Pope. And to talk about the message that he has delivered in Mexico while he's been here for about 5 days, it's been about fighting corruption, fighting violence, fighting the drug cartels. And he said, very important to the youth, he said, we need a Mexico where the youth, where people can dream and they don't have to cross the border to achieve those dreams. Now, I want to show you, because we are just feet from this border, you can see that there are people witnessing this, absorbing this, I'm sure it's very emotional for them as well. From what we understand, some of them are migrants. Some of them are victims of violence. They called them France's VIPs because they are going to be celebrating mass across the border. Now, even though Pope Francis is on Mexican soil, this is a mass that will be celebrated in both countries, both in Mexico and the United States, because not only are the people that are across the border able to listen and able to see the altar where Pope Francis will be celebrating mass, there are people that are watching it, whether it be on the internet, 50,000 at Sun Bowl Stadium. So I'm going to wait and see what the Pope's message is about unity, about this border, about immigration. But if what we've heard so far is any indication about the powerful words that he will deliver during his homily, he has said that to his bishops, you need to work with the bishops in the United States to make sure that immigrants are treated fairly.
Okay, so that was the warm-up to Juarez, Mexico, with the Pope in 2016, February 17th, 2016. And the backstory to this is that the word was swirling around before this, and our good friend Ted Hayes, an activist from Southern California, you may know Ted Hayes. He's very, he dresses very unusually. Huge dreadlocks. Comes across just absolutely looking like a maniac, but he's not. He's a fantastic conservative activist. And the word was coming out all over the place that the Pope was going to walk across the border at this celebration. This is months in advance of this, by the way. And people were pushing back hard that is not acceptable. But that's what the Pope was planning to do. And there was quite a little bevy of activity from Los Angeles in particular to the Vatican in regards to this. Well, the Pope...
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I...
Excuse me. To the betterment of the... I guess the better angels decided, oh, that isn't going to happen. And so it didn't. And they went with a prayer session, which, 50 to 100,000 people, anyone you want to look at, either side of the border, were looking at it. Well, that would have been an absolute nightmare and mess, wouldn't it? It would have toppled, at that time, it would have toppled the early, the late presidency that was certainly done in Barack Hussein Obama. Would have opened the borders then. That would have been their best opportunity to open the borders at that point in time. And the president at the time would have done nothing. But they chose not to. There's too much pushback. They didn't want the pushback. Too many people were complaining in the right places at the Vatican. So they pulled back. And we got that word. We got the word that he was not going to do this. But everybody was sitting around watching thinking, oh, he is going to do it. He's not. And he didn't. Thank goodness. But now that was the warm-up to the pitch. And the pitch is coming at us right now. They've warmed up. They've thrown the ball. And that ball is coming right at us. And we're at home plate. We're batter up. Donald Trump is batter up. What's he going to do with this pitch that's being thrown at him? And the bottom line is something has to happen, of course. And he has to stop it. What's his alternative to do this, to stop it? At this point in time, there's only one thing he can do is treat it like a military operation. And they all know this on the other side. So guess what? It's going to be a confrontation and people probably may in fact die. But who brought this about? This is all a very, very highly coordinated operation, military-style operation, ladies and gentlemen. This is not just something that passes, oh, we're just going to go to America today. Lots of money has been expended, lots of extortions, you name it, it's all been happening. And most of them, if you take a look at the border, the people across, most of them are men, young men. That's the way it's always been. But then they bring the children and the family, quote, family units along. Why? So these young men can get across the border. If you bring a family unit of six, Guess what? Mom and dad get on, but also five other children can be claimed as children for other people, other men. Get it? They rent the children out. They sell the children. This is going on all the time now. This is part of their program. And what about the Pope? Where has he been in all this? Huh. Isn't that interesting? Well, I know one thing. Donald Trump has few options. And one of the options that he has right now is to use the military, close down the border, and prevent everybody from coming in. But there's problems with that. There is problems with that. And the problem is what could happen to the innocents involved here? And is that the responsibility of the President of the United States if somebody is injured or hurt? Is that his fault? No. The answer is that no. The President has a constitutional responsibility to protect you and me and everybody else that's on this side of the border. And he should do it. He needs to do whatever he needs to do this. Now, he has already said he's going to do this. He's going to stop it. That's already out there. And thank goodness it's out there. He means business. And the bottom line to it is that it's going to happen. The military will roll. We're getting some early numbers here. I was going to try and approach this when we only have a couple minutes left. Polling numbers for the president. This is just Polling Vault, it says. Poll Vault is the title of this. Comes in from Fox News. Early voting points to massive turnout, potential warning signs for GOP. I'd say it's potential warning signs, actually, for not the GOP, but the Democratic Party. People are tired of the Democratic Party. That's their problem. That is their problem. So it says early voting numbers show a dramatic increase in voter engagement in this year's midterm elections compared to 2014 totals, and preliminary turnout results in some states are sending Republicans renewed warning of a so-called, let's see if we got this. We'll try this. Hang on here a second. All right. No, we won't do that. Stop. Stop, I say. Here we go.
In Nevada, new numbers are already out showing that the Democrats are leading Republicans and also a much higher voter turnout than 4 years ago. Now, whether the Democrats' advantage will hold is another story. In Nevada, former Vice President Joe Biden stumped for the Democrats at an event hosted by Culinary Union 226, which represents about 57,000 casino and hospitality workers. That union was a difference maker in 2016 when the state swung for Hillary Clinton. Biden said Republicans destroyed American values built over centuries.
It's all about Donald. It's not about anything else. And a Republican Congress.
Meanwhile, in Iowa, Senator Bernie Sanders stumped for J.D. Shulton, a former pro basketball player running for Congress against an incumbent Republican. Sanders appealed to voters on issues like Medicare.
Seniors who are cutting their pills in half because they can't afford the outrageous cost of prescription drugs.
The Democrats need to flip 23 seats in the House to take control. As for the Senate, a closer balance of power with 49 Democrats and 51 Republicans. But in 10 states that voted for Trump in 2016, a Democratic incumbent is up for re-election. But Republicans have been working overtime to make sure the Dems don't make any surprise steals. In Tennessee, Republican Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn, who's running for Senate, painted the Democrats as an angry mob. She says the voters are disgusted.
They talk a lot about the Kavanaugh hearings and how they felt like that this was something that, you know, a picture's worth a thousand words.
These midterms are critical to both parties with a record number of GOP law.
Too much drama in that report for me. Good for the numbers. I think they're going to show a Republican landslide. A tsunami, a red wave. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We got to run for time now. Remember to come back to us after the top of the hour news.
And visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. That gets you there. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, the answer to a lot of these problems we're talking about. New California State. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.